All right, so are you ready for this week's deep dive?
Always hit me with it.
We're going deep into some pretty wild NFL storylines from Week 14.
Yeah, there's been a lot to unpack.
We've got some great material to work with today. Excerpts from five different CBS sports articles, and they cover everything from coaching rumors to like these crazy upsets.
And of course, we can't forget about the injuries, always a big factor this time of year.
Definitely. So let's just dive right in. First up, Bill Belichick.
Okay, the GOA. Six Super Bowl rings. What about him?
He's supposedly surprised that no NFL teams have reached out to him about head coaching positions for 2025.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, no calls from the Jets, the Saints, or the Bears.
That's wild. You'd think teams would be lining up for a coach with his experience.
Right, the guy's 15 wins away from Don Shula's all-time record. You'd think someone would want a piece of that history.
I mean, his track record speaks for itself, but maybe teams are hesitant about his age. Or maybe his coaching style isn't a good fit for the modern NFL.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
And now we're hearing he's in talks with the University of North Carolina about their head coaching vacancy,
Yeah.
UNC.
Whoa, college football, that's a huge shift. Maybe he sees it as a new challenge.
It's definitely unexpected.
I wonder if he's maybe a little disillusioned with how the NFL's changed.
Yeah, think about it. Belichick built his career on defense. But the league now is all about offense, scoring points, these high-flying quarterbacks.
It's a different game than it used to be. So, do you think this means the end of the old school coach in the NFL?
It's a good question. Maybe teams are looking for something different now. Maybe they want coaches who are more adaptable to the modern game, more offensive-minded.
Yeah, it's definitely a trend to watch. But I wouldn't count Belichick out just yet. He's a master strategist.
He always has a plan. Okay, let's move on to another big story from Week 14. Derek Carr.
Uh-oh. The Saints quarterback, what happened?
He suffered a fractured hand and a concussion during their win against the Giants.
Ouch. That's tough.
Yeah, season-ending injury.
And the Saints, they're 5-8 right now. This couldn't have come at a worse time for them.
Definitely not ideal if they want to make a playoff push.
So, who are their backup options?
Well, they've got Spencer Rattler. He's a rookie.
He struggled earlier in the season when he had to fill in for Carr.
Yeah. And then there's Jake Haener, a fourth-round pick from this year.
Not exactly inspiring confidence. It makes you wonder, can a team built around defense and a strong running game even survive in today's NFL? Especially without their starting quarterback.
That's the big question, right?
Yeah.
In a league that's so focused on passing, can you win with a more old-school approach?
Especially when your starting QB goes down.
Exactly. The Saints are going to have to find a way to adapt and fast.
A lot of pressure on whoever they put under center. Okay, so who's next on the list?
Let's talk about the Eagles. They're on a 9-game winning streak.
They're looking unstoppable.
But there's some tension brewing.
Really? What kind of tension?
It's all about their passing game. AJ Brown and DeVonta Smith, their star receivers, have both voiced their frustration.
Frustration with what?
They feel like they're not getting the ball enough. They want to make those big plays, but the coaching staff seems to be more focused on a conservative approach, controlling the clock, avoiding turnovers.
So they're winning, but their stars aren't happy.
Exactly. And Jalen Hurts' passing yards have been way down. He averaged like 5.1 yards per attempt in Week 14.
That's pretty low for a quarterback with his talent.
Right. So are the Eagles being too cautious?
It's possible they might be sacrificing some offensive firepower for the sake of consistency.
But you have to wonder, can they keep winning this way? Especially against the top teams in the league.
It's a risky strategy. They might need to loosen the reins a bit and let Hurts make some plays.
Yeah. Find that balance between playing it safe and letting their playmakers do their thing.
Otherwise, that tension could really start to affect their performance.
All right, let's shift gears to a story that's just heartbreaking. Carolina Panthers rookie running back Jonathan Brooks.
What happened?
He re-tore his ACL in Week 14.
Oh no, the same ACL he had surgically repaired just 13 months ago.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
And this was only his third NFL game after starting the season on IR.
You hate to see that happen to any player, especially a rookie who's just starting his career.
It's a huge setback.
Yeah.
And it makes you think about the physical toll this sport takes on these players.
And the mental toll, too. Coming back from a serious injury like that is incredibly challenging, both physically and emotionally.
Absolutely. We can only hope he has the support and the strength to come back from this.
It's a long road ahead, but he's young, he's got time. Okay, so what's the last story we're diving into today?
Let's finish up with the NFC West.
Always a wild division.
The Rams, they pulled off a huge upset against the Buffalo Bills.
They good. What was the score?
It was a shootout. Ended up being the highest scoring game of the season.
Whoa, who came out on top?
The Rams won 44-42.
Wow, that's crazy. What happened?
Their offense just exploded. Stafford, Kupp, Nakua, they were all on fire. They had an answer for everything the Bills threw at them.
And the Bills, they're one of the best teams in the league.
Exactly. But the Rams just outplayed them.
So now the Rams are 7-6.
Yep. They're right back in the mix for the division title.
But the NFC West is super competitive this year.
Oh, totally. You've got the Seahawks, who are 4-0 since their bye week. Their defense has been incredible. And then you got the Cardinals at 6-7. They could still make a run if Kyler Murray gets back to his old form.
So who do you think takes the division?
Honestly, it's anyone's guess. It's going to come down to the wire. Every game from here on out is going to be crucial.
Sounds like it's going to be a wild finish to the season in the NFC West.
I'm excited to see how it all plays out.
Me too. You know, it's interesting how all these storylines we just talked about, they kind of point to some bigger trends that are happening in the NFL right now.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Well, think about the Belichick situation. On the surface, it's like, whoa, the guy with 6 Super Bowls might be coaching college football. But maybe it's more than that.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, look at the league today. It's all about offense.
High-scoring games, yeah.
Exactly. And Belichick, he's a defensive mastermind, right? Always has been.
His whole system is built on defense.
Right. So maybe he just doesn't fit in anymore.
So you're saying it's not just his age or his desire to break records. It's a clash of styles almost.
Yeah. Like his way of coaching is becoming, well, I don't want to say outdated, but...
But the league's moving in a different direction.
Exactly. And we see that same thing with the Eagles, right? They're winning, but their passing game is causing all this drama.
Brown and Smith want the ball more.
They want to make those big plays, but the coaches are like, nah, let's play it safe, control the clock, avoid turnovers.
Which, ironically, is kind of Belichick's style.
Exactly. But the game's changed. You've got quarterbacks like Mahomes and Allen showing that you can be aggressive and still win it all.
So you're saying the Eagles, they're winning, but maybe not in the most sustainable way.
It's a gamble. Are they going to adjust? Or stick to what's been working? It's a tough call.
Yeah, lots to think about there. Okay, but let's go back to the Saints for a second. Derek Carr's injury, obviously it's terrible for him, but it also highlights something really important in the NFL today.
Quarterback depth.
Right. Because when your starter goes down...
Your season could be over.
Exactly. Look what happened earlier this season when Carr was out for a few games.
Rattler really struggled.
And now their playoff hopes are on the line. And they're facing the same problem again.
It's a tough spot to be in, for sure. Makes you wonder, can you even win in this league without a top-tier quarterback?
Especially when so many teams are built around these high-powered offenses.
It's almost like you need a great backup quarterback now, too, just in case.
Yeah, you can't rely on one guy anymore. The game's just too demanding.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And speaking of demanding, it's impossible not to think about Jonathan Brooks, the Panthers running back.
Retore his ACL. It's just awful.
Especially after everything you went through to come back from the first injury.
It makes you question the risks of this sport.
Yeah, even with all the safety measures, football is still a dangerous game.
And we see these serious injuries happen way too often.
It's definitely a conversation that the league needs to keep having.
Player safety has to be the priority.
Absolutely. Okay, so last but not least, we got to talk about the NFC West, the Rams. That win against the Bills was huge.
They look incredible.
Did not see that coming.
Especially after their kind of shaky start to the season.
It just goes to show that experience still matters in this league.
The Rams, they have that championship pedigree. They know how to win big games.
And that makes the NFC West race even more exciting, right? You've got the Rams, the Seahawks, the Cardinals.
All fighting for that top spot.
It's anyone's game at this point. Every week is going to be a battle.
Yeah, buckle up. It's going to be a wild ride to the finish line. Okay, so... We've covered a lot of ground here. Belichick, the Eagles, the NFC West. It's almost like the NFL is at a crossroads, right?
In a way, yeah. We're seeing the shift in the game, in the way teams are built, in the kind of coaches that is successful.
Like you were saying before, the emphasis on offense is huge.
It's everything. You look at the teams that are consistently winning, they've got these quarterbacks who can just sling it.
Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Herbert. Hurts.
Exactly. They can make plays happen from anywhere on the field. It's exciting to watch, but...
That puts a lot of pressure on teams that are built differently.
For sure. Like the Eagles, they're winning, but...
But they're doing it with a more conservative approach.
And it's causing some tension, right? Their star receivers want to let loose, but the coaching staff is all about minimizing risk.
It's a tough balance. They've found a formula that works, but it might not be enough to win a Super Bowl.
And then you have a guy like Belichick who's built his entire career on defense and discipline.
He's the old guard.
And it's making people wonder, can his style still win in today's NFL? Or is it time for something new?
It's a fascinating question. I guess we'll have to wait and see how it all plays out.
That's the beauty of the NFL. It's always changing, always evolving.
And that's why we love it, right?
Yeah.
So much drama, so much excitement.
Every week brings something new.
Well, this has been an awesome deep dive. We've gone from coaching rumors to season-ending injuries to a wide-open race in the NFC West.
It's been a roller coaster, that's for sure.
But it's been fun. And it just shows you that in the NFL, anything can happen. One week you're on top, the next week you're fighting for your life.
That's why they say any given Sunday.
That's true. Before we wrap things up, I want to leave everyone with a thought. As you're watching the rest of this season, don't just focus on the scores and the highlights.
Pay attention to the little things.
Exactly. The coaching decisions, the player matchups, the storylines that are unfolding behind the scenes.
Because that's where the real drama is.
That's what makes the NFL so compelling.
It's a story that's constantly being written week after week, game after game.
And we get to watch it unfold right before our eyes.
So buckle up, folks. It's going to be a wild ride to the finish line.
That's a wrap for this deep dive. Thanks for joining us. And be sure to let us know what you think. What are your predictions for the rest of the season? We want to hear from you.